For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
I remember when the ministry started, I used to have a lot of time. At the time, you preach only one service in a month. Sorry, in a week. But now, I'll preach four services in a week. And then now, that you have to work on writing books, you have to work on, just to prepare one sermon is a lot. Work on writing books, work on channels, work on messages, a lot of things. And then I don't have time again. Then I remember those days when I used to have plenty of time and I used to pray. See, now that we don't have a lot of people around, it is time to pray because we are still young. Hallelujah. There will be a time where you cannot hold people like this for 1 hour, 30 minutes, pray. Yeah, that's the truth. I heard from Bishop Tutu Bismarck. You know him, right? So he said that when he was young, when he started the ministry, he said that he used to have time. He was not doing nothing. Nobody was inviting. He has a lot of time. Said that he will walk through Zimbabwe, from Zimbabwe. Pray. He will pray. But now, the one day God told him that your prayer of praying is for your future. Pray. So he invested. Now that is very, very busy. He said in a year he can have more than 4,000 invitations. And then we have only 365 weeks, days in a year. He's had very, very busy. I was listening to Daddy E. Adeboye. He said, once upon a time, he preached 8 messages in 8 cities one day. Yes, was in this Congress. He was saying it. So he preached 8 messages, 8 cities one day. Say, but now he cannot. Because it has caught up with him. If there was a time you could pray for this, I was listening to Apostle Joseph Suleiman. He was sharing. He said that one day that daddy Adeboye, you know, that his spiritual father, said, was telling him that, say, now is he very, very busy. He cannot pray long again. He just used to pray for only 24 hours. So it's not our time to pray. I'm telling us what we are doing, praying in the Holy Ghost especially, is building up a lot. The Bible says when a cloud be full, it will what? Empty itself. So praying every week is very, very important. Now, there will be a time. Now, if you notice that when we see a lot of people just say, okay, let's do praise and worship. So that not everybody can stand on prayers like this. But I believe the Lord is helping us. And we need to make this foundation solid. Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome to today's service. The reason why we are doing Friday services, left me, we only have 2 services in the work, is because of people. There are people that want to be attending our services, but they are not part of this church. They cannot come on Sundays and Wednesdays. That was the reason why we started Friday services. It's not because we want to have 2 services in a week at all. Hallelujah. Yes. So some of them, they will come once in a while. Some of them will not come. Sometimes we will say, I will stop, but I just feel led to continue. Hallelujah. So God is helping us, and we are moving in Jesus' name. So I promise on the topic of the day, what was the topic? Did I say? Who can remember? I promise us on Sunday the topic of the day. Okay, that's very correct. The power of our atmospheres and the power of our environment. How it shapes our mindset. The truth is, if you grow up in America, you think differently. If you grow up in Nigeria, you think differently. Environment affects us. And we need, especially a team of pastors like this and workers, we need to have an atmosphere in this church. You know, there was a time I had to talk to people after service, greet with one another, talk to each other, relate. And then I noticed that after service, people were not relating and people were not greeting. We are trying to create an atmosphere where everybody is equal. You calm down. Everybody talk to you. Is that not true? Yeah, because before everybody was after service, carry back and not be going. I said, no, talk. Let's relate. This is a family. Church is a family. When we come together, we should relate. Hallelujah. Why? Because the kind of environment we have here determines what will happen. So environment is very, very important. The atmosphere you are in, the way your room is affects you. Personally, I cannot pray if a room is disorganized. Anytime I want to protect my wife, or maybe she's leaving the bedroom for me, leaving the parlor, I'll just make sure that the place is organized. Because once it's distracting or it's not organized, I cannot just survive. Maybe because of my temperament, because I just like things to be in order. Because the because I'll just wake up, this is not what I'll just wake up. It distracts me. Because your environment affects you to a great extent. Hallelujah. Our environment, our surroundings, the ecosystem, the settings, the social settings, the mood, the ambience, hallelujah. You see the way this life is bleeping. Hope you know it's to affect the environment. The color of this life affects the whole environment. You know, have you ever wondered why they don't used to put moving, churches that have screens? You know that when the pastor wants to start preaching, they push a static image. Have you noticed? Why? Because when the image are moving, somebody from the audience will not be looking at the pastor, will be looking at following the image. Yeah, that's the way. Have you ever done it to you too? Even you too, as an you do it, yes. So when you're watching the light, don't be like this. It's about to come up now. It distracts. Yes, that is the truth. The environment distracts. Before you know, you after service, you didn't get anything. Because the ambience affects. The smell of the room, everything affects it. Hallelujah. Now, there are four things I wanted to know about environmental three. Our environment and atmosphere have strong influence over us, sometimes even stronger than our prayers, if not well managed. Have you ever wondered why Jesus Christ, what I said is, our atmosphere has strong influence over us. Sometimes it can have strong influence over us, over prayers, if we don't manage it well. In 2 Timothy 2 verse 22, the Bible says, when it comes to useful laws, ensure you pray in tongues long enough. Is that what it says? Say, when you face loss, you what? Flee. Because you cannot be there praying, you will not survive it. Yes, yeah, that's the truth. Don't stand there and be praying, run. Say, run. Why? Because that atmosphere can be stronger than that prayer you're praying. I'm telling you, I've heard of true life stories of a man that went to preach in a brothel in my city. He ended up following prostitute. True life story, not that I heard or something like that. I know a person. But because you cannot be preaching to prostitute and God did not send you. And then you enter their room and they are wearing panties. And then you will see. There are things you should not see. So sometimes if you don't manage the environment, it can be stronger than your prayer. You cannot invite a lady to your room. And then she's sitting close to you on the cushion. You are sitting on the same cushion. You are close to each other. And then you are playing a music, a soft R&B. And then it starts raining. The angels that you pray to protect you, they'll be going home. Because this guy, his atmosphere, that's the truth, has neutralized the prayer. The angels will be sleeping. And see, I have met people that was how their parents married. One was because they were watching a movie and then there was a sex scene. And that was it. Sometimes some bad guys do it intentionally. Right? Because the environment can set your mind. When you start talking about something in the environment, you start thinking like that. There are things that you cannot do everywhere. Just imagine. Have you ever said, even in church? That means this kind of thing should not happen in church. But if you get to kissing in a party, they will say it's normal. Because the environment will allow it. The first rape case we had in Bible is in Genesis chapter 34, verse 1 to 5. Was the story of Dinah, the only daughter of Jacob. She went to visit the wrong city in a party with the young girls. And she met the guy and he raped her. Why? Because of the environment. He couldn't have done it if it was in another environment. So environment, if you pray, ensure that you match your prayer with your environment. Don't go on. Because it can neutralize that prayer you pray. Many people have prayed, God keep me, I don't want to fornicate, I don't want to run. And then you are there with a lady wearing short skirt, sitting in your room, facing you. You will not survive it though, I'm telling you. Yes, you will not survive it. That is what he said, ladies should not sit down in front, because some people come and devils. One of these Sundays, not 2 Sundays ago, not up to 2 Sundays. I was standing here preaching, when I looked at her, I wish I could tell this lady, sit properly, sit down well. Yeah, because it affects you. Yes, it's affective. Some people may be innocent, but some people are conscious. I have a pastor preaching about Jesus Christ. And then he was looking at a lady. Saying, God, I heard that story from you by the angel. After looking at, he said something that was off. off what he was saying. When his Jesus came back. The weakness of men is that men are moved by what they see. That is the problem. No matter who you are as a man, what you see matters. The kind of environment you allow matters. Don't be in certain, that is why the Bible says, don't be there. Don't just go. Hallelujah. Number two is your atmosphere determine your ranking and personalities. That means the kind of person you are will be determined by your atmosphere or by your environment. If you are in heaven, you are either what? If you are in heaven, you are an angel or what? A cherubim or a seraphim or the 24 elders or some things, right? If you are in hell, where are you? You are either a demon or a Satan. If you are on earth, you must be a human being. Because where you are will determine the kind of person you are. So if you go to heaven now and see a spirit, you know that this spirit is a good spirit. When you come to earth, you see something. When you go to hell, everybody you see there is damned. But because your environment will define you. If you come to church, you see a guy, you call him church guy or something like that. So where you will find you matters. Where we see you really matters. You cannot say you're a social guy, you're always going to party. It really matters. If you are a Christian, where should we see you? In church. If you are a Muslim, we should see you in the mosques. If you are a Buddhist, we should see you in your temple. So your environment, where we find you, will tell us where to rank you and where to put you. When you go to an office, when you go to a building, and then you, most times, people story buildings, most of the penthouse is for the boss, overall boss, the CEOs. So if you go up there and see a man sitting on a chair, we cannot think he's a security man. Because your environment will determine how we'll class you and how we'll rank you. So it really, really matters. Where we see you matters. You cannot come and see me. There are certain places a pastor should not be found. Even though they don't see. Because not everybody will understand. They come and see me in a beach now. Wearing shonika. Not everybody will understand. No, that's the truth. Not everybody will understand. I was using my younger sister, the laptop in my office for my younger sister, and I was playing the music. And then coincidentally, there was a song, all the songs we are going to, but there was one canal song that just entered and began to play. And I said, the way I forwarded it, you know the issue? If somebody walked into the office at that moment, say, Apostle. No, the person will not say it too. The person doesn't. The way you want to hear when I'm preaching, I say, don't listen to my don't understand. That's the truth. I'm telling you, they don't understand. I even watch videos, don't judge before you see. Small videos like that. People will misunderstand you. So don't even give them the room. Don't go to the party. Don't say you went to preach. Because your atmosphere will determine where we will rank you and where we will position you. If you are in heaven, you must be a good person. If you are in hell, you are a bad person. That's the truth. Number three is that you can create your own environment and your own atmosphere no matter how bad the world is. The Bible says, Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16, say we are the salt of the earth. But verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men. We can be in darkness and Babylon and be different. Hallelujah. Now, what are the effects of atmospheres on the environment? Number one is your atmosphere determines your possibilities and your realities. The Bible says he removed Adam from Eden. That is Genesis 3 verse 24. Why? Because if you are not in Eden, you will not see the tree of life. Because if you are not in certain places, certain things are not available for you. Is that not true? What is possible for you this is determined by the environment you are. There are things that can never happen in certain environments. The Bible says, do angels marry? Let me ask this question. Do angels marry? Can angels marry? Can they marry or they are not married? Which one? Can angels marry? Okay, let's look at Matthew chapter 12 verse 25. Matthew 12:25. So can angels marry? Someone was like, they cannot marry. Is it true? It depends on where. That is a very smart answer, yes.
Bible says, and Jesus knew their thought and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself, understand? Am I there? Mark 12:25. For when they shall rise from the dead, they shall neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels. Know the last word, which are where? Which are where? Genesis 6:2. And the sons of God, many theologians have argued, some people believe it's angels, but more generally they believe they're angels. Are you get that? When they came to earth, they saw the daughter of men, that they were fine. And they took them wives of them which they chose. That's where we had the generation of the Anakims. That's where we have Goliath from. People that have 6 foot, six fingers, six. Giant. The same people that Joshua came and said we were like ants before them. These are descendants of devils. It was believed that when, that is where we had demons from them. When they died, when the flood of Noah came, every one of them died. And then their spirit, because they are not the human being, they became demons. What some theologians believe. But when angels leave heaven and they come to the earth, there is a possibility for them to marry. There are things you cannot do in certain places. Until you change. I remember chemistry. Configuration table. Number 8. Yeah, okay, let me. There are some things that are not possible in today, right? Okay. So for those of us that are today, let's talk. In table 8 of the periodic table, we call them inert gases. That means they cannot react. It's either they lose. If they lose one, they become several, right? And then they can react. In inner state, they cannot react. But once they leave that and lose an electron, automatically they become group 7, group 6, group 4, or something like that. They can react. So where you are determine where some certain things are possible. I have heard of revivals where people fall down in a bus station and then people manifest, but it's free. If you want to see manifestation, come to church. Is that not true? Yeah, Jesus Christ healed on the road and he also preached in churches. There are certain things that cannot happen. Have you ever come and see that we are baptizing people on the road? Oh, we baptize in the church. We baptize in the place. That's that cannot happen. We cannot come and stand on the road and be serving holy, we call it communion. Where you are, determine your possibility. If you are in the wrong environment, certain things cannot happen. Until you find yourself in the right environment. See, there are some churches that you need to be. Because if you are not there, you will not have some information and some things will never change in your life. Hallelujah. Number 3, your atmosphere shapes your mindset. Your atmosphere shapes your mindset. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 30 to 33, Lot had how many daughters? 2, right? The Bible says they were practical virgins. They have never slept with a man. But when their mother died, and then there was no young man to marry them, they said, how did they know how to drug a man to make him sleep with them? Why? Because they have never done it practically, but their mind, they know it. Because Sodom was so perverse that they will have seen it a lot of times. You see Americans, you see a lady walking practically naked. You cannot look, like, have you seen them? Some of them can be, especially during summer, during the heat, only with a pant and a bra. Right on the road. Some of them can kiss publicly. Some of them can have intimate relationship publicly. You grow up like that, your mindset is being shaped. Just like what they are doing now, they are introducing gays into every movie intentionally. And they say things like, this is the way I was made. And then gradually shaping mindset. Your environment will shape you the way you think, whether you like it or not. Where you are and where you expose yourself to, it will shape the way you think. But let's be careful. Number 3, is your atmosphere impacts the dominant spirit in you unconsciously? In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 22, the Bible says, abstain from all appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Is that correct? Abstain. That means don't be there. Hebrews 10 verse 25, the Bible says, do not neglect the gathering of believers as the manner of some is. Why? Because when you come to church, there are many people that can pray in church, but when they are at home, they cannot pray. Why? Because the atmosphere, it shapes us. There is an impartation, there is mutual impartation. Somebody that cannot pray for 30 minutes can pray for 2 hours in church. Why? Because we are together. When they say hold hands together, you will pray. Why? Because the environment matters. It imparts you unconsciously. Hallelujah. That is why people in the West, in Nigeria, because they grew up in families where the auntie can be an unbeliever, and then the mother, or the father is an unbeliever, and the mother is a Christian, or the father is this, and the mother is this. So they grew up like that. So to them, it is normal, so long as they are living peaceful. Is that not true? Not the way most Yoruba people think. They better those in Ilori. We are normal. Because they grew up father Muslim, mother Christian, or uncle this, and then they come together during Easter, during Salah, they go here and eat meat. During Christmas, they go here. So to them, it's normal. Because their mindset have been shaped because of the environment. But if you are from the north, it's not like that. You are in or you are not in. That is why people from the north of the other religion, when they start a religious fight, they wipe all those Yoruba unbelievers. They wipe them out. They believe they are not Muslims. But they believe that they are compromised. Yes. Because your environment, unconsciously, you begin to behave like everybody. Do you know something? Watch a pastor and watch the way he dresses. Unconsciously, the members will dress like that. If I don't wear suit, all I wear is native. Due to it, what we wear suit once on, they say, you'll be thinking of wearing native also. Is it true? It's like that. Unconsciously. Everybody. See, I've been invited to a place to preach before and I wore suit. That day, I felt like a fish out of water. Even the pastor was wearing his shirt, he was flying his shirt. And the pastor was wearing t-shirt. There's a more serious person was wearing native. I said, who sent me? And the truth is, the pastor was better than me. Like he's really better than me. So I cannot be saying I'm serious. I've been in that place again. I wore native and everybody's on suit. Everybody was on suit. Unconsciously, you begin to behave like a person. Unconsciously. Like that. The environment will affect you gradually. It will shape you. Unconsciously, it will be infused in you. You begin to behave like that. Hallelujah. Praise God. You come here one day, see me wearing palms. One of you will come with palms on one Sunday. I'm telling you. Just because I've not worn it. Just make up one Sunday. I feel like wearing palms. It's matching with my native. Because apostle have worn it, so I won't I wear. Hallelujah. Come on, praise God. Your atmosphere soaks you up into itself. 3 times in scripture, in 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 10, 1 Samuel chapter 19 verse 20, the Bible says, when Saul entered the company of prophets, what did he do? He prophesied. Like the atmosphere is configured for prophecy. Because the environment will soak you up. I remember one time, I went to visit one of our prayer coordinators when I was in campus. He had a very small room like that. So we entered. He said, okay, let's begin to pray. So we started shabbat like that. Before I knew it, 4 hours. By the time he said, okay, let's go around so that we go. I could not. By that time, I've never prayed more than 1 hour in my life. Yes. But because that is his room, he prays there. The whole room is prayer configured. Like, if you are there, you want to pray, it's like a towing van. Because the whole atmosphere is saturated with prayer. Like that. Hallelujah. I remember one time, should I call the name? One of us slept in my bed. And then he slept like 2 or 3 times. Every time I sleep on this day, I have dreams. Because I used to pray my brain all the time. Like, I pray practically all throughout my life on my bed. So that plate has soaked tears, has soaked sweat, has soaked prayer, it has been tired. So you come to the end like you have entered a shrine, like you have entered where you must see things. Hallelujah. Yeah, because the atmosphere soaks into you. It's true.
If you go to, I remember the first time I went to Redeem Camp. I remember the first time I went to MFM Camp. He came back from Abuja last week. He was telling me that when he entered the church, dunamis, you feel God. That is the way it is. There are places you just enter. When we go there, it's like before the gate, everything is normal. But once you enter, you yourself, you feel it. But like you can do one step backward. I read about a revival that happened in Ukraine or something like that. That there was Southern Korea, that there was a line. Here was the revival happening, and here a revival was not happening. So one evangelist, he praised a woman on the other side. She refused, she even almost slapped him or something like that. Then she just crossed to the other side. He ran and don't preach her. She gave her life to Christ immediately. Yes, true life story. Like, once you are here, like there was a move, and then there was a line. Everybody knew. Once you cross this line, you are entering the revival. Right, because the atmosphere will soak you up. So be mindful of the atmosphere you get to. If it's bad music, have you ever traveled long distance before? I was listening to a pastor say he traveled to Lagos. Lagos from Lagos is like 12 hours or 9 to 12 hours. And it was a commercial bus and he didn't carry earpiece or nothing. And then the driver was playing Baba songs. Before 8 hours in the journey, he was singing because the song was auto repeat. He enjoyed it. I said, put it in the boat, yes, happened. Yes, happened. You know, you should have seen what I said. It is easy to learn bad songs. Let them play it 3 times, you are already human. You may not be saying, in your heart, it's already played. The atmosphere matters. Tell the truth. Matters. Those have a neighbor playing bad music, you will learn a lot of bad songs. You will learn a lot of bad songs. But atmosphere matters. Tell the truth. Very, very matters. What's happening? Hallelujah. Now, how to be immune to negative environment? Number one is come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit have fruit. What we call the fruit? Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 24. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, they that are led by the Spirit. Number two is come under the influence of the world and its principles. What did the word of God say? Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, the Bible says, and Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not do this because the word of God said, don't do it. Daniel chapter 3 verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said that we are not careful to answer you because the Bible says we should not, we will not. Bible says we should not, we will what? We will not. Bible says don't play circular songs or bad music. I will not play it in my wedding. And I refuse it. Hallelujah. So, come under the influence of the word of God. Refuse to be like the rest because you are not like them. And then number three is the right associations. 1 Corinthians 15:33, be not deceived, evil communications what? Don't say, don't be deceived. I remember one of my friends, now a pastor, one time, he picked my phone. And then scroll through. They take your phone. I said, what happened? I said, there's only one song you can listen to. That's Mr. Seth. There's only one song. And then that's like, that's a Christian R&B. He said, I don't, song, like, yeah, I don't have songs. But I have almost 200 songs in my phone now. See, I don't have songs that he can listen to. And do you know that the guy introduced me to some bad songs? Yes. So he was the one that introduced me to Rick Ross. So bad that is, he introduced me to them. My eldest brother, he used to have a pack of CDs. Usher, Raymond, all of them. I could sing, as I'm talking now, some of the songs are already coming to my head. I could sing it. I'm telling you. I don't go and play it. That was why I grew up not liking Nigeria R&B. I didn't like them. I was exposed to white men. I liked their songs. But the association matters. What if I grew up meeting him playing only Benny Hinn? You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with song. That is what I will be singing. That is the truth. If I grew up watching him play Benny Hinn, it's only Benny Hinn that will be on my head. Because the people around you matters. Have a roommate playing nonsense, say put an earpiece. You know, all of us will scoop mask out of the room together. Put an earpiece on all of us. You play, I play. Yeah, that, see, let me tell you something. We must be intentional about things that happen around us. If you give the devil a chance, some say if you allow the devil, look for allowance. But they will play nonsense. And then the nonsense is affecting you. So you tell them, if you want to play, I'm not stopping you, use an earpiece. That's courtesy. That's what courtesy. If you are not of the same faith, or you are not playing the same thing, you are playing the wrong thing, use an earpiece. I cannot stop you. So be mindful of the people around you. They are very, very important. Be very, very important. Hallelujah. Because they will shape your environment. You come to my house, what I have is what I offer you. You cannot be come to my house explaining who? Chris Brown or something like that. No. So be mindful of the people you associate with yourself. And then number four is right exposure. Expose yourself to correct things. Bible says, as guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. But then I want to give you the last master key of being separate and being immune. Because Daniel was in Babylon and he survived. Hallelujah. Lord was in where? Sodom. And he was good. The master key is the master law of separation. Learn to come out from them. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. In John chapter 15 verse 19, the Bible says, though we are in the world, but we are not what? Of the world. Learn to separate yourself. They will say you are a Jew guy. Or what they say? You say you are brother Joseph. Or they say you are sister Mary. All those statements are foolish statements. Learn to be different. Anytime something wrong is happening, let them know you are not coming there. Separate yourself from any appearance like that. That is the master key. Because once you are not there, you will not see and you will not be affected. I have one Bishop Dakiwa Mills. He said that. Say so you will never send his children to school in America. And then I'm thinking of something like that. They will go to covenant where they wake up with morning devotion. I'm telling you, wake up with morning devotion. Chapel is compulsory. Covenant, let them be ready. There's something more serious than covenant. That is as for life. Even though there could be people in covenant as if they are around Google, but at least averagely, at least 70% of the students will be good. Not that a full place secular university where they are exchanging videos of private parts in lectures, where they are arranging midnight parties, where they are arranging all manner of nonsense. You are here praying for your son. Lord, keep my son. Meanwhile, your son is with a naked lady. The environment will kill him. I'm telling you, your prayer. There are people that will never divorce in Nigeria, but when they go to America, they will divorce. There are many people that heard of their story, say that if they stayed in Africa, they wouldn't have divorced. But going there, divorce is normal. Now let me try this new girl. This my wife is old. So don't go there. I don't like America at all. Don't want it. Don't go there. My children will go there when they are matured. Hallelujah. When they are matured and they can decide between good and evil, under my payment of school fees, you go to covenant. You see, this thing I'm saying, it looks like a joke. But there are a lot of things I've made in my mind. They will wake up to devotion. Chapel, my eldest sister went to Madonna University. The Catholic University. It's like advanced secondary school. You must go to read in the afternoon. You must. Is that here? I'm Harvard. Is it Harvard or Cambridge? Recently are adopting the formula of Covenant University. When Covenant started, they said no handset. People say, But now Harvard are adopting it. Because a lecturer is teaching some people are masturbating, watching nonsense on their phone. No answer. They catch you with answer this problem. That is the same thing in Madonna. No answer. You are caught with answer. That's wahala. All these sisters are very, very important because, see, the reason why most young people, you can see a young girl of 7 years old now, the kind of pornography she has consumed, you will not believe. Why? Because she has bandwidth and she has Android phone. And then they know the site. But when our parents were growing up, They didn't see. Before they see for no gravity, where? How? 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 How would they see it? See that they are more sane because the environment did not permit it. They marry as virgins. Not knowing how a man or a man. They don't know. How will you see? How? There's no way you see it. But the environment is free of charge. Free. So stop them from having their phones. My father had a rule for us as children when I was growing up. Nobody held and has a phone till you finish secondary school. That was the rule. There were three phones on the table when I was in SS1. That time was 3310 and 1600. You know that phone? You know that phone? 3310, 1600. Nobody held handset until you got admission. That was my father's rule. So whether the handset is working there, charge it and leave it. So that time I bought a SIM in SS3 when we were going, and then I gave everybody my number, waiting for admission. When I got admission, where I take your phone? See, that may look harsh, right? But that is discipline. That was why I did not know a lot of things, though. But my friends that had phones, Techno, that time. Hey! What those guys were doing? When I meet them and what they are telling me, what they knew. I could remember my dad saying, all of us, by you cannot even go out, even in the, be at home. You cannot be out, not to talk of being out by 7. But my other friends could be out by 11. Something like I even sleep outside and their parents will not talk. All of them, without fail, had children. Oh! What is it? What does it? They had children, not by practical kids. Practical kids. But how can you be 21 and then you're with a lady that is just also going through puberty, where they had the height of sexual urges starting a cycle, and then you're together by 10? What will you be discussing? You will not survive it. My father said, be at home. Don't TV, you watch preaching or news. There was something my father did to us. I thought he was wicked or harsh. But now that I've grown up, I am grateful. Extra grateful for my dad. Because even because of his discipline, I don't know where I would have been today. Because I grew up in the midst of baddest of the baddest. But then because of the discipline, be at home. Don't do this. Don't wash this. Don't do this, like it was a rule. And my father was a boss in the house. Like, if he says sit down, if he's not around, you sit down. That was the way the house is. If he said no, this TV should not be on. Even if he traveled for 2 months, nobody will on the TV. That was the way he was the boss. And then my mom helped him. Because your mother will determine how the house will be like. But if your father says don't watch, and then he goes, we are watching. See, the children will be bad. Hallelujah. So the master key is don't even go to the, don't go there. Don't go to the party. Don't watch the movie. Don't watch Spartacus. Don't watch one of the bad movie. Is it, what are those bad movies that you see here? I know Spartacus, I've been hearing so that movie is a bad movie. And what movie again? Eh? You said? Money Heist. Okay, that one that has one song. I heard about the song, but so money is also bad. How did you know? Hallelujah. Okay, praise God. The best is don't watch it. I'm telling you, I'm advising us don't watch it. But if you watch it, you'll not survive it. If you'll be here preaching, your head will go somewhere. But the devil is bad, though. I have prayed before, 3 hours into prayer, one bad picture came to my head. I can never. 3 hours into prayer. Like, at that time, you expect yourself to be high. You should be drunk in the Holy Ghost. But the devil will show you. What if I've never seen it? There'll be nothing to show me. Matter that you know, when you're watching a bad movie and then somebody's passing, you carry their laptop and face the wall. You know, when you're in campus, all those kind of techniques. It's bad, though. The greatest of them. The best is don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it. Some of our ancient fathers, some of these practices they are teaching us, are looking as if it's orthodox. It will help us. Then I don't think it's better you don't know. I am telling you, it's better you don't know. Why do people get influenced by bad atmosphere? It's compromise. When you compromise,
you will compromise. Number two is by the humanity of men. Because human beings are human. Hallelujah.
When David saw a naked woman, he could not survive it. David has said, one thing about the side of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Lord, everything is about God's presence. Everything about this. But while he was walking, he saw a naked lady. Man that had multiple wives. Why Solomon came and said, I don't want to make the mistake of my father. So once he sees you, he will not commit adultery. I want to marry you. So he kept marrying till he was old.
Hallelujah.
So don't expose yourself. Don't compromise.
Hallelujah.
When you're scrolling through Facebook, don't tempt yourself and say, I want to watch. Because
the compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.